Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. So glad to have you on board. Broadcasting from the cradle of liberty, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, America's birthplace, Philly freedom, patriotism in action. And we're talking about the aftershocks of Independence Day, the salute to America, and a great job the president did saluting America, our history, our heritage, our past, present, and the promise of the future, vision, values and virtues, goodness and greatness, feats and accomplishments, roots and history, uplifting and awe-inspiring. And we're going to be getting to things that, well, are very troubling as it relates to the whitewashing and the concealment, the cover-up of our history and our greatness and our roots. And it's basically a denial and a denigration, an erasure of our history. Joined by Angeline Marie, of course, contributing host. And we've got an important segment, my report we're going to get to, and other reports.
Right, Tom. So let's just go ahead, if you don't mind, and let's start your report.
Yep. Here's an article entitled, As Trump Predicted, Charlottesville, Virginia cancels Thomas Jefferson's birthday. And it's a holiday. It was a holiday there. The city of Charlottesville, Virginia will no longer celebrate the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, the author of the U.S. Declaration of Independence, the founder of the University of Virginia, located right there in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the third president of the United States. The AP reported that Charlottesville, Virginia will no longer celebrate President Thomas Jefferson's birthday and founding father. I just can't help but say that. And one of the greatest presidents and one of the greatest founders of this great republic. So this official city holiday will instead observe a day of recognizing the emancipation of the enslaved African Americans. The city council voted to scrap decades-old April 13th holiday honoring slaveholding president and founding father. Charlottesville will now mark Liberation and Freedom Day on March 3rd, the day U.S. Armed Forces arrived in the city in 1865. Charlottesville owes much of its contemporary prominence to the university, that's the University of Virginia, and it's a very good school, which still describes itself as Jefferson's masterpiece. Jefferson's estate, Monticello, is also a major tourist attraction drawing visitors to the city. In August 2017, riots broke out, as we know, between the neo-Nazis and Antifa in Charlottesville. And we all know kind of what happened there. But the core issue was a dispute over the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a local park. In his press conference discussing Charlottesville, Trump had predicted that the effort to erase history would not stop with Confederate statues, but would eventually extend to Jefferson and Washington. In this Breitbart article, it goes on to say that Jefferson owned slaves, though he was philosophically opposed to slavery, and it's alleged that he fathered at least six children with Sally Heming, one of his slaves. Again, that's in dispute. It may have been his brother, but that's not the point of the discussion today. Now, here is something that is very interesting, especially in 2019, you know, the celebration of our Independence Day. A lot of people want to refer to it just as July 4th, 4th of July. Well, that's all fine and good. It's almost like, you know, Christmas being a Santa Claus and Easter being the Easter Bunny and really getting off track as to really what the holiday signifies, what its, you know, deeper meaning or the significance of those particular holidays. But Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, just hours before John Adams, who preceded him as president. And they corresponded. They kept in touch, even though they were not, close buds. They weren't friends, really, as founding fathers. As time went on, as retired presidents of the United States, the second and the third presidents of the United States. And back in the day, as you may recall, the vice president wasn't chosen. He was actually voted upon, because if you came in second place in the election, you became the vice president. So many times you had, in the early days, founding fathers that somewhat were not on the same team philosophically, you know, that they could be quite different. And so there was a lot of difference between the moderate John Adams and the revolutionary and independent-minded Thomas Jefferson. So Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest founding fathers. You can look back on so many accomplishments, not just a president of the United States, vice president, secretary of state, one of the scholars and brain trust of the founders and the framers of this great country. But he wrote the Declaration of Independence. He contributed to mightily the Bill of Rights and also the Constitution. It's just a brilliant mind. And the University of Virginia, at some point, I guess they'll renounce, you know, Jefferson. And if you look everywhere, I mean, whether it's medical institutions, colleges, street names, statues, monuments, I mean, Jefferson is universally recognized as one of the true all-time greats and one of the best presidents and one of the most prominent and significant founding father and someone that believed in a constitutional republic, believed in limited government, that believed in true liberty. I mean, he was really the liberty guy. I mean, he really was. And he forewarned us of bigger government. He fought against the First National Bank. He fought against the Rothschild forces and the Bank of England and the First Bank of the United States. And he was diametrically opposed to Hamilton, who believed in a stronger federal government and believed in a centralized banking system. Jefferson really is my personal hero, and it's unbelievable that he's being tarnished in the way he is. And if you really think of this, if you have to look at everybody's history and everybody's foibles and failures, well, what are they gonna do with Martin Luther King, MLK Day now? Because there's been so much come out recently about his activities. And quite frankly, it's kind of ugly. If you look at every president, if you look at every revolutionary or every hero that we look up to, you could find traces, if not more than traces, and maybe even traits of villainous activity or personality. If you want to go back and look at, you know, the background of JFK, who was a president I actually admired. Reagan, same thing. If you look at, of course, the Bushes, the Clinton, Obama, I mean, my gosh, Nixon. Is that why we have a generic President's Day? So here's Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest products ever produced, one of the greatest minds, not only intellectuals, but someone that actually was a pragmatist and got things done. You know, I don't know of any American, I don't know of anyone worldwide that could surpass the brilliance and the accomplishments of Thomas Jefferson. I just don't think it exists. And so here's his home state. I mean, Thomas Jefferson actually founded the University of Virginia. And you would think that they would say, okay, we'll put up on a plaque, you know, some of the things that we take issue with, although it took place in the 1700s and early 1800s. And so it's okay to put, like, say, here's all the great things, and here's some issues and areas, but they're not going to put up a plaque talking about the negatives of MLK. Certainly Obama is all going to be positive. So why the double standard? Why the hypocrisy? Well, just thank the far extremist left loons, okay? They're about as progressive as progressive insurance, and it's not quite progressive, okay? Or the progressive income tax. When I think about Independence Day, when I think about, you know, broadcasting from the cradle of liberty right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia freedom, and the greatness of America, I conjure up images all the time, especially when I go down to Independence Hall and the Constitution, National Constitution Center. It reminds me that Thomas Jefferson was the one, the chosen one, the one that got things done politically for this country, and our freedoms, our liberties are tied directly to Thomas Jefferson, the greatest founding father of all time.